It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Today could be the biggest day of the Vancouver Winter Olympics for the U.S. alpine skiing star, and the Olympic Games don't even start till tomorrow. Lindsey Vonn is hoping to take part in a morning training run as a way to test out her injured right leg. Her injury became huge news yesterday when she announced it may be too painful for her to compete in the Olympics. And it was an Olympics in which Lindsey Vonn was pegged as one of the biggest stars. Joining us this morning from Whistler in British Columbia is NPR's Tom Goldman. Good morning.
Hi, Renee.
It sounds like the news of her injury is causing quite an uproar.
Yeah, it really is. Imagine several days before the 2008 Beijing Summer Olympics began and Michael Phelps announced he might not swim at all. Vonn is Vancouver's Michael Phelps, even though she hates the comparison. She's the alpine queen in waiting. She's projected to win multiple medals, including gold. This is her third Olympics. She's never won medals. She was in top form before the injury, and this was her time.
And the question, obviously, is it still her time?
She didn't sound optimistic. She said she had a badly bruised right shin. It was the result of a slalom training accident in Austria last week. She said she hadn't skied since the crash. And when she simply tried to put on a ski boot this week, it was, in her words, excruciating.
This is definitely the most painful injury I've ever had. You know, like this year when I crashed and I hurt my wrist, it's not as hard to ski with a wrist injury as it is to ski with a shin injury. So it's going to be very, very challenging and very difficult, and I think it's going to be hard.
Now, she stayed in Austria after the injury and used a little home country remedy. She said she covered her leg in Austrian Topfen cheese. It's often defined as curd cheese. It apparently has anti-swelling healing properties. Her doctor, an orthopedic surgeon named Bill Sterrett, he said yesterday, a lot of athletes have tried it with good results, although there was a fair amount of joking about the cheesy remedy.
Okay, but what did the doctor say about what, in fact, is and will be her condition?
Well, you know, this is where the outlook got a little brighter. Later in the day, after Vonn's announcement, Dr. Sterrett spoke on a teleconference, and he said she's on the mend. He said he was joking with Lindsey Tuesday night, and he asked her how much better she was than last week.
She said 62, and then she said, no, 62.5% better. And I think she's better today than she was before. I think she's well on her way to looking very good for these Olympics.
Now, part of his optimism is because he knows how tough she is. Vonn has a history of overcoming bad injuries, including a terrifying spill 2 days before the last Winter Games in 2006. Amazingly, she came back and raced in those games, even though she was badly bruised and sore. This injury, as you've heard, Renee, really hurts. But Dr. Sterrett said it's a muscle bruise and not a broken bone, as some had speculated about yesterday. She is day-to-day. Sunday is the first of five events in which she's scheduled to race.
Now, Lindsey Vonn has been projected to be the big name of these games. 4 years ago, there was another American alpine skier destined for megastardom, and that was Bodie Miller. The big medal haul didn't happen. He is back. So tell us what he had to say yesterday.
Well, yeah, he's an interesting guy. He's the great iconoclast, of course. He grew up in a cabin in the woods in New Hampshire with no electricity or indoor plumbing. He won two silver medals at the Olympics in 2002 and, as you say, went into the 2006 games with huge expectations and then didn't race well. He was remembered more for his comment that he partied at an Olympic level. And whether you call him an iconoclast or just insolent, he was feisty at times yesterday with reporters. And it'll be really interesting to see how Bodie Miller, without the huge expectations, performs this time around.
Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Goldman speaking to us from Whistler in British Columbia, Canada, on the eve of the Winter Olympic Games.